Welcome everybody to a new episode of Heartbeat. My name is Katie Kiss, and today I, and supposedly my listeners as well, would like to learn everything about the world of dating and what it is like in Germany. Therefore, I invited some guests, each an expert on today's topic, but in a different way, as you will hear. First of all, I would like to introduce to you the presenter of the most successful German dating show on TV, Bauer sucht Frau, the woman who helps lonely farmers finding the love of their lives, Inka Bause. Hello, Inka. You've been doing this for years now. Can you tell us something about the concept of the show?
Well, Katie, the concept is based on the British version, which is called Farmer Wants a Wife, and was broadcasted in 2001 for the first time. But this kind of show also exists in other countries like Belgium, Austria, Norway and France, even in South Africa.
Wow.
All in all, the concept is rather simple. Some months before the actual beginning of the show, several farmers are presented in short TV spots. Afterwards, women, or in case there are any homosexual farmers, men as well, have the chance to write letters to the farmers, you know, in order to woo them. The farmers then can choose two of them for a first date on the Scheunenfest.
We may call it barn party, right? What does this party look like?
On the barn party, all farmers meet the candidates they selected. They get to know each other in a quite comfortable atmosphere. They talk, they drink, they dance.
Oh, you're using alcohol to relax them? That's cunning.
Yeah, some of them need a little support. So at the end of the night, each of the farmers has to invite either both or only one candidate to visit him on his farm for a week. It is very seldom that the farmers choose both. Most choose only one, probably to avoid any bitch fights. In the course of the week, they try to figure out whether they are suited to each other or not.
Okay, what about the success rate of Bauer sucht Frau?
I think it's pretty good. So far there have been 8 seasons and the 9th is currently being broadcasted. There have been 18 happy couples, 8 weddings and 6 children emerged from those relationships. I'm excited to see how successful the current season will turn out to be.
Wow! So tell me, what do you think makes it so popular with the audience?
In my opinion, our viewers love this show because the farmers are so real and inexperienced. The majority of them only keeps in touch with their family and their animals. Some have never had a relationship before, some haven't even been kissed, and we are talking of people at the age of 30, 40 or even older. That's why they simply don't know how to behave in the presence of a woman. That's just adorable.
You're damn right, Inka. Thank you for being here. Now I can tell you, not only are farmers quite clumsy when it comes to dates, the average citizen as well could sometimes make use of guidance. Therefore, I invited Megan Clark, the author of the guidebook Dating Instructions, The Need to Succeed. Megan, how is it that you wrote a book on the do's and don'ts of dating?
I got the idea to write my book when I once again had a long conversation with some of my friends about their last dates. They moaned that the dates are always a catastrophe or even worse than that. They knew that I have never had any bad dates so far. Therefore, they asked me, "How do you do that, Megan?" Yeah, and that was the moment when the idea to write a book was born. Dating may seem easy enough, but actually it isn't for most. This is the reason why I want to give people a guideline to what they have to pay attention to in order to have a really good date and probably a happy end.
So what are the first steps? Do I have to take any preparations before the date?
First of all, when you invite a date, do choose a public place. Both of you feel safer because public places like cafes, bars, restaurants or even the bowling alleys allow no intimate conversations. If things go well, there will be more than enough time later to go deeper in such conversations. Furthermore, don't wear things you can't walk, sit, eat, breathe or talk in. You have to feel comfortable, especially when you meet someone for the first time. Wear things you know look good on you, but won't hinder you from being yourself. And be on time.
Okay, assuming I paid attention to all of this and I'm on my date now, what is necessary to keep the conversation going and what are no-goes concerning the topics?
Oh, there are plenty of topics you can talk about, but never ever talk about an ex-lover. If your ex is all you can think to talk about on a date, perhaps you're not quite ready for a new relationship. And as a piece of advice, do make sure that you're speaking as well as listening. Avoid talking monologues and ask questions. It's the easiest way to show interest and to keep the conversation going. According to that, don't look at your smartphone all the time.
And what about body language?
Body language sometimes says more than words. Therefore, it's necessary to really pay attention to it and to be aware of the signals you're sending. Keeping eye contact indicates that you're honest and interested in your date. Smile and love to keep the date positive and light. If you haven't laughed at all during a date, things are going terribly wrong. Moreover, be mindful of the gestures of your date. They indicate if the date is going well and you're on the right track, perhaps allowing you to go a step further and end the date with a kiss.
Well, thank you for providing an insight into your book, Megan. I wish you all the best with it. And for those of you who would like to learn more, Megan Clark's Dating Instructions, The Need to Succeed, is available in every bookstore. And now we come from the theory of dating to the, let's say, real-world preferences of the average German student. Next to me is now sitting the 25-year-old Leonard. Leonard, you are a student of social studies at the University of Berlin. A few months ago, you created a survey and asked hundreds of other students things like, third date equals sex? Why did you do that?
To be honest, this whole idea started as a method to get laid. I had a crush on an attractive girl, so I created a survey and had a friend give it to her. He told her it was anonymous, and that way I gathered information how to pick her up. Afterwards, I realized that this could help people who have no idea how to talk to the other sex. And maybe after this show, some people will finally have the guts to approach the one they have a crush on.
Oh, I hope so. Now tell me, what was the first question of your survey?
The survey starts with the question, how people want to be approached. And most just said something like, be honest, tell me that you like me and that you want to get to know me. And, you know, most of the time, simplicity works best.
And where do students think is the best place to meet new people?
Well, pretty obvious, they suggested school, university, workplace, a friend's party, or the supermarket. It's funny that nearly no one mentioned clubs, but actually, now that I think about it, not many relationships start with, oh god, we were so drunk, she held my head when I puked. Though one of mine actually did.
Okay, I'm gonna leave this uncommented. What else did you ask your fellow students?
I asked them about the looks and the character their partner should have. Most women mentioned humor and a fitting overall package. Basically, they want a caring man who treats them well. Most men want a stupid sex bomb.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. Those are only exceptions. The majority likes intelligence and self-confident women. And absolutely everyone said that it's important to be able to love together. Of course, sexual attraction is important as well, but let's say there is more to being attractive than just the looks. Nevertheless, most women appreciate a neat appearance, and it's always advisable to treat a woman like a lady, but don't be too kind or you might get friend-zoned.
Friend-zoned?
Yeah, I mean, on a date you're looking for a counterpart, right? Not a best friend. It's really complex. Some women want a gentleman, some want a bad boy. Some want the man to pay the bill, some want to split it. But in general, no woman wants to pay for both. Do's and don'ts are a minefield for men. You have no choice but to find out yourself and hope that she likes you enough to forgive small slips. Men are much more simple. Ladies, be cool, laugh about our jokes, and show interest in our stories. Maybe try to strike the balance between lady and whore, and everything should turn out just fine. And one last piece of advice the ladies gave me. Gentlemen, don't check out the waitress. Your date will notice.
Oh yes, boys, we do. So what about the myth I already mentioned, third date equals sex?
Yeah, no, not necessarily, because both have to be ready for it. Though most men are always ready, many said they'd lose interest in girls who give themselves away too easily. So ladies, if you want to keep him, make him wait, but not for too long, okay? Let's say the third date might be a good opportunity for a foretaste of what is to come. It'll make him want you even more, believe me.
What an interesting point of view. Thank you very much for presenting your results. And now, last but not least, there is one development we can't leave out. Within the last few years, plenty of online dating platforms have sprouted from the soil. For example, Parship, Friendscout24, Elite Partner, and so on and so on. Cuddling Claudia 81. That is the tuneful nickname of the 32-year-old lady from Cologne, who is now going to tell us something about her experiences with online dating. Claudia, why did you choose to look for a mate via internet?
When I split from my ex, all of my friends started playing Cupid. I was introduced to a whole bunch of guys who were made for me. At least, this is what my friends told me. After about 10 unsuccessful dates, I decided to change things, because I felt I was wasting time. Online dating has the advantage that you can check profiles and interests first. I'm a strong believer in similarities and that they are important in a working relationship, so I looked for men who were not just good looking but also had things in common with me.
So which online platform did you pick out then?
In the beginning I didn't pick one in particular. I was a bit stingy at first, so I chose a free one. But that wasn't much of a good idea, because there are too many young men who obviously want to obtain money by false pretenses. Afterwards, I tried out a portal where only men had to pay. But this wasn't a good idea either, because many of them treated you like prostitutes there. Last but not least, I created an account at a platform where both sides had to pay. This made everyone equal, and you knew for sure that the other person is looking for love as well. I mean, no one pays a hell out of money just to get a one-night stand, right? Okay, Johns do. But anyway, you get my point, don't you?
Oh yes, I think we all do. So, what does a dating profile look like?
That depends on you. You can give as much information as you would like. I, for myself, prefer profiles with lots of information. By knowing your zodiac signs, your hobbies, your profession, you get a good picture of the person you might want to meet. Furthermore, you have at least three things to talk about on your first date, so there's no awkward silence.
Okay, and now the question of all questions. Did you finally find your dreamboat?
Yes, indeed I did, and he's the love of my life.
Aw, that's cute. I'm happy for you. Unfortunately, our time is over now. Thank you all for coming. As for me, I think this was a very interesting insight into the different aspects of dating we gained today. I hope you guys liked it as much as I did, and whether or not, as always, feel free to leave your comments on our homepage, radioheartbeat.com. Hear you next week.